Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson, as always joined by my co-host, Brian Fromm. We are thrilled to be joined by the founder of the Foundation United, author of a brand new book, Speak the Unspeakable. Real talk on secrets, sex, and being set free. Elizabeth Good is an advocate, a leader in the anti-sex trafficking movement. She has decades of experience in corporate America, in counseling, in ministry. All of this is coming together to help us step deeper into healing journeys. Elizabeth, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here, guys.
Yeah, we're really excited. Okay, again, the name of your book is Speak the Unspeakable. I know just by looking at it, there's some urgency to this book and to this title and to this content. Why do you feel like now is kind of the right moment for this message?
Well, I think, you know what, we're pretty much looking at the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And the church has been silent for way too long. And I think the good moral people have just been the minority. And quite honestly, everybody is carrying something that is holding them back. And I think it's time to just unleash everybody into their full purpose. And this book is about secrets, and it's about helping you understand, even if you don't think what you're holding back is actually anything real, every time we dig into this, there's a group that goes with it. Things come out of people and they're like, I can't believe I just shared that. I didn't even know that was in there. holding us back and we don't have a clue. And Columbia University tells us the average person has 13 secrets at any given time, and five of which they've never spoken out loud.
Wow.
And those usually have to do with sexual deviance or some sort of secret. And
wow.
We're watching scandals. We're watching chaos. We're watching so much perversion. And if we don't get ahead of it, it's just going to escalate. And I'm so tired about talking about sex trafficking because it's a symptom. If we would get ahead of it, we could off-ramp a lot in our world.
Oh, so let's talk more about secrets. Some people are listening going, hey, there's secrets for a reason. I don't want people to know this. Talk to us about the importance of bringing things into light, and maybe because people might be nervous about that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really want to do that. So help them understand the benefits and why it's so important.
Well, I think if the person has a basic understanding of and believes in good versus evil, that it's very factual and everything we know is that evil operates in darkness. And I think people that are like, but I just, you know, it's between me and God, or I've, you know,
It
happened so long ago, it doesn't matter anymore. Anything. We do this inventory. We do groups called Real Talk, and that we go through it. Anything that has a little bit of shame, it's costing you. If you are so afraid about someone finding out, there's a price. Because we shouldn't have anything that we're afraid to have come to the light. And I could tell you, it's robbing you. And here's the bigger piece, and this is the urgency. Everything, I don't care if you're a believer or not a believer, generationally, we talk about in the psychology world, there's generational patterns. Things will repeat. If we don't bring them to the light, that's why you see families that are like, well, that's just how it is. And this one's always done it. Oh, well, your suicide runs in our family, or this runs in our family. No, they don't. You, by not bringing it clearly to the light, it doesn't have the ability to be off-ramped. And the Bible talks about sins of the father to third or fourth generation. And what's so interesting to me is I have led hundreds, almost thousands of people through this now, because we've been piloting it for a little while before this book came out. No one has an original secret, and they all think it's the worst.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
I'm like, really, guys? And people will commit suicide. People will have such shame, and they're so ordinary. It's fascinating.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. We're talking with author Elizabeth Good about her book, Speak the Unspeakable, Real Talk on Secrets, Sex, and Being Set Free. Elizabeth, Brian and I are both pastors, so I think this is really fascinating, thinking about this in light of the church in 2023. What are we missing? Like, what aren't we talking about? What are the secrets that pastors need to do a better job of, you know, talking about and leading people through?
Well, when I say I'm sick of talking about sex trafficking, I really mean it, because quite honestly, it's a symptom. And here's the thing. The root level issues are the same in the walls of a church as without. The things that lead us to trafficking, that lead us to abortion, that lead us to domestic violence, the root level issues that are exactly the same in the faith community as out. One of three little girls have been sexually abused. One out of five little boys. Now the early introduction to pornography and the abusive exposure to pornography. Like, porn today is not Playboy. It's twisted and it's deviant.
Yeah.
And we roll this out with children. We have Real Talk K through 12. and the stuff coming out of fourth graders. I mean, churches are like, we don't talk about that. And like, you know what? Kids are literally dying. Suicide's up 600% with children. And the church is so reluctant to let these conversations take place. But people, I was leading one group this past week, and it's a big global missionary team. And one of the women said, I wish we had this months ago. One of our missionary doctors killed himself and his family and left a note saying the secrets were too great. If they ever came out, this was the only way.
Wow.
And the dark is a lie from Satan. Of course, his secrets weren't too great. This is happening exponentially in sexual scandal and in horrific ways.
Mm. Wow. So it seems to me, I'm reading this in your literature, but it also makes sense that women probably tend to be the buyers of this, but men need it equally as much. So I guess I want to hear you talk to the men a little bit about why this program is so, or this book or all of it is so important. Because again, as a man, I know we're probably much more willing to hide our secrets. And so speak to the men primarily out there.
Oh, I love that question because quite honestly, like I was invited to speak at in Austria to the World Evangelical Alliance, which who even knew we had an umbrella to the whole
exactly.
Right? So I'm like, oh, they said, Elizabeth, we think this is one of the missing keys to the kingdom. I'm like, cool. All right. So I'm presenting this. And all of these men, they're all older men, mostly gray hair, leaders from around the world, Africa, Europe, Crew, Campus Crusade, Young Life, everybody. And they're all shaking their head, agreeing with me while I'm talking. Mm. And I said, you know what, guys? I said, I don't need you shaking your head saying, oh, we agree, secrets, and oh, no, it's going to ruin the world. I need you to raise your hands. You're the men that are leading the kingdom. Let's go. And I had like Africa, Germany, different leaders, Crew. And each pastor, after I spoke to them privately, they said, we're so horrified. But when you were speaking, I had hope for the first time because I've never addressed anything sexual in my church because I struggle with porn.
Wow.
Like, honestly, the stats are 8 out of 10 men. And it does not matter if you're sitting in a church. 8 out of 10 men are struggling. The off-ramps and the addictive nature of porn now, and they're not talking about it, and therefore they're living under their purpose. And these guys that have so much shame, and their wives know it. I've had so many wives say, how did I all of a sudden start seeing my husband's phone after they started following me or listening to
this? Wow.
Like, the blinders come off, and they're like, he's had a secret life for 30 years. He's a pastor of Canada and America. And,
wow.
I mean,
all of a sudden, like, Satan's scales are coming off, not because of shame. Like, this is not about, let's out your pastor.
Yeah.
This is like, let's on-ramp him to healing before he's taken out. I grew up under Bill Hybels. I want Bill back. Like, we shouldn't be losing the greatest callings in the world. And that's what Satan's doing because we're not talking about anything. The church is the most important system we have. And if we brought in freedom to be real and have every conversation actually be truthful and no shame and no condemnation, but rather, hey, guess what? This Real Talk program comes with healing pathways that we never even heard of. There's hope for me. I've had chaplains in the military, chaplains in different conventions, denominational conventions say, Elizabeth, I am too high up. I have nowhere to confess. Can I tell you? And the tears streaming down their face. Can I tell you my secrets?
Wow.
For you. So I just think the church is dying. A confession's gone. You know, we thought, oh, it's Catholic that goes in a box. No, it's James 5:16. And the importance of that verse is confess your sins one to another because. So it's the because. The prayer of a righteous man has the authority to heal. If we looked at each other like as healing agents versus condemnation, and if freedom was able to be on the forefront and sexual issues were normalized, because everybody has them, I can tell you, it would change everything. And the church would become the only system that could actually eradicate all the stuff we've been talking about.
So good.
We've been talking with author Elizabeth Good about her book, Speak the Unspeakable, Real Talk on Secrets, Sex, and Being Set Free. Elizabeth, where can our listeners find and follow you and grab a copy of your book?
Well, it's for sale everywhere. So Amazon.com under Elizabeth Good, Speak the Unspeakable, or Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, whatever your preferred shopping is. And the book at the back of it has a QR code and literally says it doesn't end here. It's just beginning. Mm. And that takes you to a landing page, which is realtalkcollective.tv, like television, realtalkcollective.tv. And right now you could go there. You could sign up for drop-ins with me once a month if you just want to learn more and this is foreign to you. A lot of people say, I've never heard anyone speak like this.
Wow.
Drop-in. You know, you don't have to make the commitment of signing up for a group, but especially if you're a pastor, right there, front and center is help my church roll out Real Talk, kindergarten through leadership. And this is an important stat for you guys to close is the average age of abuse and addiction and porn is between 3 and 8 years old. The average age people speak about their problem for the first time is 53 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh, that's sobering right there.
That really is.
And then we're not advocates, the decades in the middle.
Yeah.
It's a good word.
Such a good word. Elizabeth, good. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys. Bless you.
You
say yes. Bring Real Talk in.
Absolutely.
That's right. Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. For Brian Fromm, I'm Aubrey Sampson, and you've been listening to The Common Good on AM 1160. Hope for your life.